On the line now I have Brian Fleming, and he's the co-director of the Big Bang Festival of Rhythm. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Now, I know this is coming up later on, but there's something going on at the moment. I'll get an overall view of what's going to be happening off you first, because I'll be talking to you next week as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's the Big Bang Festival of Rhythm. The very first one happened back in 1994, and myself and Robbie Harris, my co-director, we brought it back to Dublin in 2007. It's been running ever since. And it's a way for people from all over Dublin to get involved in rhythm making in a way that they mightn't normally get to. Mm-hmm. And every Wednesday night in the Arc, we have a free open workshop for people to come along, and they'd be learning a West African rhythm called Bukumpo. Now, Bukumpo is a big hairy mask like a haystack. It's a kind of a dance, and it's from Senegal. And this particular haystack is in the post to my man's house at the moment, coming over from Senegal. We're still waiting for it to arrive.
Okay. I just wanted, do people bring their own instruments or the drums, or is it supplied when they get there?
Yeah, we have all that, but if people have drums, bring them along as well. We're always delighted to see new drums and see what it is people are playing around the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Wednesday nights. On Saturdays, I'm working with a group with Cushcame Dance, and they're going to be part of the whole scene on Sunday. This Sunday week is the big day, really, for the families to come out into Meeting House Square from 1 o'clock. All our different groups that are playing over the weekend are going to be there. You can check out all the events on bigbangfestival.com. But if people are really serious about learning something new directly from one of the great African drummers, there's a man called Ia Sacco from Guinea. He's a real master, what they call a djembe fulla.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming over. He's going to be on Saturday, the 29th of June. He's going to be giving a workshop in Dance House on Foley Street on the djembe. It'll be a 3.5-hour workshop. Your hands will be raw red by the end of it. But you'll have learned something you never thought you were going to learn, and done something you didn't think you could do. And then, if you're feeling brave afterwards, you can come along and participate with us on a Sunday in Meeting House Square.
Okay, if you could go back a little bit, Brian, when it started, is it the format, has it extended and changed since you started? I mean, what is it, 18 years now?
Yeah, actually the first one was the biggest one ever, really, because it was a couple of different organisations from around the city came together. It was City Arts and Wet Paint, and they were a long time in planning it. It was a whole full-time team working on it for months and months. Nowadays, it's myself and Robbie Harris, the co-director. It's a labour of love, and we're both kind of busy drummers in our own rights, and we do this in our spare time as a way of just moving the whole thing on in Dublin. There's bits of rhythm making going on all over the city, a lot of samba around, but just to give people a chance once a year to come together and show what it is they're doing. Everybody have a look at what everybody else is doing, and bring over some of the best practitioners worldwide to interact with the people who are keeping the flame lit in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some great people over the years. We've had Mamadi Keita, who's probably the world's most famous djembe drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Trilok Gurtu, who's one of the most famous Indian percussionists. We've had Bernard Purdy. You love this guy. He's the most recorded drummer in the world, and there wasn't a single piece of music that came on in a shop, in a restaurant, in a cafe, in a bar where he hadn't played with the musician that was on. So whether
really?
It was Bob Marley, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, he played with them all. And he was there watching all the kids from Dublin going through their paces in Meeting House Square.
And as far as the Arc is going, how long have you been working with those?
Well, the Arc, we just set up a more serious relationship with them this year. But
okay.
We have in our first year in 2007, we did some workshops there. But this year, we've got a really great event for them because it's the last month of Ireland's presidency of the EU. We managed to get a little bit of money from the EU to bring over this amazing group from Spain called Coitus. And they play percussion instruments from all over the Iberian Peninsula. And they're going to do a special performance just for children in the Arc at 3 o'clock on Saturday the 29th of June. As far as I know, there's still a couple of tickets left for that.
Okay. Now, as far as percussion goes, most people just think of a guy sitting behind a set of drums and playing, but there's a whole ream of different styles and that, and this is going to be all showcased in the Big Bang Festival.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When the first Big Bang happened in Ireland back in 1994, I didn't, know a whole lot about the difference between one drum and another drum, and I couldn't believe that there was a whole language to all the different types of drums and different ways that each one had its own particular type of rhythm that it was played, and a type of it came from a different ethnic group, and they had their own specific reasons for being played, whether it was for circumcision ceremonies, marriages, baptisms, and all that. So this is a way for people to get an idea of what's the greater context for drums worldwide. Even when I went over first time to Africa, I went to Senegal to learn about the djembe, and I found that the djembe was only one of, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 different types of drums that were played in Senegal, and none of them particularly related to one another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have a website, bigbangfestival.com. People will get all the information and everything that's going to be happening. But I'll be talking to you more extensively next week about everything that's going on. But for the moment, it's the four Wednesdays in June, so it'll be on tomorrow.
Yes, there's two Wednesdays left. It's tomorrow. It's absolutely free. You come along to the Arc at 7 o'clock and we'll have a drum there for you. If you have a drum, bring it along. We'd love to see it. If people want to like us on Facebook, that's a great way of keeping up, because every time an event, somebody new gets added to the bill, we stick it up on Facebook and let people know about it. But, the gig on Saturday night in the village, the 29th, that's going to be something really special. Hopefully this hairy mask will have arrived by then, so you'll have the Kumpo, you'll have Ia Sacco, you'll have a lot of drummers from around Dublin. We're going to have traditional box player, Peter Brown, and Robbie Harris, great baron player. They're all going to interact with the African drummers. It should be an electric night, 29th in the village.
Okay. I'm just thinking about percussion. Is the tambourine included in percussion? I know you just mentioned the baron there.
Yeah. No, don't worry. You're very welcome to come along with your tambourine.
Okay.
And shake it along with us all, yeah. You need somebody to keep that top end going.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to talking to you more extensively, as I say, next week, Brian. But thank you very much, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. No.
Bye.
All the best.
Bye. Bye. And that is Brian Fleming, co-director of the Big Bang Festival. And I'll be talking to him next week, as I say, getting more information. But you can look up for yourself at the moment, bigbangfestival.com, for all the information and everything that's happened. But tomorrow night in the Arc, 7 o'clock, if you want to bring along your big drum and have a bash, you're quite welcome.